This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back in here on QAM. Let's head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. One location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Where we bring in the voice of the Canes, Joe Zagacki, who, Josie, confirm or deny this rumor that you just slept outside of a GameStop for the release of NCAA College Football 2026, the video game.
Yeah, I would have to deny that one, Hollywood. I would I would confirm that I've been about ready to hop on a raft to float around my pool, so... I have not been to GameStop. I barely left my pool, to be quite honest with you.
I'd be lying if I said I never did that, Josie. My college days, that was a big deal when that game would come out. This is the second year that it's back here. But by the way, I saw Francis Maui-Noah was a top 10 player in the entire game. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of Hurricanes, Joe, that are going to make some pretty significant leaps this year. Who jumps off the page to you right now as a guy? Let's go outside the quarterback and the flashy, you know, receiver, running back positions. Who can have a big year for Miami? Who jumps off the page of you?
I think two guys that have to have big years. I would start on the defense. Miami needs to improve their defense. I would say Reuben Bain has to have a great season for Miami. I thought last year he was good, but he didn't have the same impact as his freshman season. He made plays, but not enough plays. Of course, the injury knocked him out for, what, 5 or 6 weeks. So he was behind the eight ball most of the season. And then I think, you know, Mezzador comes back, and Mezzador comes back for his sixth year, and his eye is on the NFL. He's got to prove that he can be a top NFL pick, and the way to do that is have a great season. So I would say those two have to have great years for their own personal reasons. And then, of course, if they have great seasons, I would suspect the Hurricanes' defense should improve. And then you got to look at the back end. We'll see what happens at the safety position. We'll have two new safeties back there in the corners. Also, that the secondary will be rebuilt. So any one of those guys in the secondary must jump out and have a great season. But Bain and Mezzador, I'd put at the top of the list.
Yeah, Joe, obviously the defense as a whole needs to improve from what happened down the stretch. Do you think they have the right coaches and right personnel to make the corrections? Because that was – you know, one of the things that cost them late in the season.
Yeah, I sure hope so, Hollywood. The only thing you can go by right now is, you know, compare the stats from a year ago, Minnesota to Miami. And Miami was, you know, to take a look at what happened to the Hurricanes' defense as the season unfolded and then where they ended up, 69th in scoring, giving up over 25 points a game. The big play was a problem all season long, right from the very first game against Florida. 61 plays of 20 yards or more put them almost 100th in the country. And then you look over at Minnesota's defense with Corey Heatherman, the new offensive coordinator for Miami, probably less talent at Minnesota, had a top 10 scoring defense, under 17 points a game. His defense in the red zone was top 10. and their total defense in Minnesota was top 25. So I would think Miami's defense would be improved. It's got to be improved. Like, you have 30 points mm-hmm. in six of the last 13 games. You can't win any kind of championships when your defense is giving up 30 points at the most critical time of the season.
On the other side of the ball, Joe, BYU transfer Keelan Marion, All-American returner. We can expect an electric return game for the Miami Hurricanes this year. But what can he provide as far as a wide receiver for the Canes?
Well, Dan Day, I would hope, and I haven't seen him play, but Miami lost what their top four receivers, and you lose Restrepo, who was a third down, first down maker. So you hope the kid that comes in from BYU not only can help Miami with the field position, giving them better returns, and really Miami's punt return game has been non-existent in the last couple of years. They've had Ray Joseph back there and Restrepo back there, and not only have that, really haven't returned the ball for any kind of threat. They damn near have had a tough time catching the ball back there. So hopefully he gives them someone on punt returns that's a professional punt returner, somebody that can give them, can at the very least catch the ball or advance the ball forward and give them better field position. And then they're going to need somebody for Carson Beck. He's going to have better players around him than he did at Georgia. They're going to need somebody to help them stay on the field and get first downs and keep drives alive, and hopefully he's one of the players that can do that.
Joe, we know Miami lost a tight end to the NFL draft here. Elijah Lofton looks like he's going to be the guy. What do you expect from that position?
You know, I was pleasantly surprised in the spring and in the spring game. They came at Miami. Miami came at them, you know, the defense in waves. The tight end position came in waves. And they had some big guys playing tight end. And, of course, yeah, Lofton, who played the bowl game last year, I thought played really well in the bowl game, came along, scored a big touchdown in the weight game or the Duke game, carrying the football. So he'll be the number one guy. And then after that, I think they've got a lot of depth there, a lot of guys with good size that can block or catch the football. So I think they're going to be okay at tight end, maybe not quite as explosive as they were a year ago, but maybe, I don't know if I could say more consistent, but I think they're going to be okay at tight end.
And then, Joe, clearly the best unit on this team, at least in my eyes, it's got to be that offensive line. I know Mario Cristobal takes a lot of pride in that, and you look at those names on paper, and I think this certainly has a chance to be the best unit in the country, not just on this team, but in the country here.
Well, Brockemeyer comes in as a transfer. Third year in a row, Miami's had a transfer center. Mm-hmm. But the anchor, as you mentioned earlier, Hollywood, Maui Noah and then Cooper, Inez and Maui Noah on the right side. What a huge benefit that is. This will be their third straight year playing just about every snap together side by side. And it's probably going to be a challenge to look around the country to find two guys that have played together more at those positions than Cooper and Maui Noah, and two guys that can play with more power and strength and decisiveness. So that's going to be a huge advantage for Miami, a big strength, I would think, running to the right side. And then on the left side, you know, Bell played a lot last season. He'll be the guy that I think, you know, when camp starts, will be the number one left tackle. Started a lot last season, got a lot of great reps, played well for Miami, got great was tutored, of course, by Coach Mirabal. I think Bell's got a chance to be a really good left tackle. He's an enormous person with a great personality. So I'm not so concerned about the offensive line. I think they've got the experience that's needed there, and I think they've got the depth.
With that being said, and Mario Cristobal, his reputation and his history and the stable of running backs we have like Mark Fletcher Jr., Jordan Lyle, can we expect a lot of running from this team this year, kind of being the bread and butter of the offense?
You know, I would think so, Dan. I've asked that question a lot during the off season. If you're the University of Miami, are you building around Carson Beck, or are you building around, in terms of the focal point of the offense, is it Beck or is it Fletcher and Jordan Lyle? And we'll see how that plays out. Most likely it's going to be Beck. I think he's been kind of unfairly criticized in the offseason, but I would suspect that they will probably run the ball a little bit more. And I think the understanding coming in last season with Cam Ward was that he was going to be a pass-first quarterback. Not that Beck isn't, but I think Cam Ward clearly was. And when they gave him those options, and he had probably about every play he had a run-pass option, in his mind, the first option was throw the football. And I think they'll probably be, I would think that's going to lean a little bit more toward the run game, considering the offensive line, the quality of running backs, and the fact that Beck hasn't thrown the football. Well, I guess he's throwing now, but in a game since December. That, to me, would be the safe route, especially at the beginning of the season against teams like Notre Dame and Florida. And Beck probably will welcome a running game. Surprisingly, a year ago, Georgia was 102nd when it came to running the football, which is hard to believe that Georgia would be 102nd in the country running the ball. And I think Miami will be much better than that when they run the football.
Yeah, and I agree with you about the criticism being unfair, Joe, because you know Cam Ward came in last year, and nobody expected him to be anything near what he ended up being, right? I mean, I think he thought he'd come in and he'd be a good player, right? And he'd, you know, win some games here, but I don't think anybody expected him to be a Heisman finalist and the first overall pick in the draft.
Anybody except Cam Ward. Cam Ward came here and he made the decision, Hollywood, that he was going to take, 6 months, 8 months of his life, whatever it was. He was going to take his time at the University of Miami and dedicate it to changing his life. And that's what he did. He dedicated that time to changing the University of Miami program. And probably equally as important, he dedicated that time to changing his life. And look what happened. He became the first pick in the NFL draft, which goes to show you that if you put that work in and that you have that kind of dedication, big things can happen. And hopefully, in terms of work ethic, Carson Beck will follow that. In terms of managing the game and throwing the football and being a quality quarterback, I think Beck's going to be fine. I mean, look, his last he finished the season, his last six games last year at Georgia, people talk about his interceptions, 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Okay. His last six games were 11 touchdowns and no interceptions. Mm-hmm. So he's got the ability to make big plays. He's got a lot of experience under his belt. He didn't forget how to play quarterback. The question is going to be the health of his arm. And if his arm is good, if his arm is 100%, which you know everybody says it will be, he didn't forget how to play that position in 6 months. He's going to be fine. He's going to be a quality quarterback for the University of Miami. Now, I'm probably not as good as Cam Ward, but I'd offer this up to you. If he's not as good as Cam Ward, he's probably better than anything Miami has had playing that position in the last 15 years.
Yeah, and it's unfair, I mean, to think that anyone's going to be as good as that guy, Joe. I mean, the guy, you know, again, first pick in the draft, that's pretty tough to get to that level. But I do think Carson Beck's going to be really good here. I want to sneak one in on you here, Joe. We've been talking about hoops this morning a lot, and that Duke team that had three players taken in the top 10 in the draft there. And, boy, the Canes, I think, hit a home run with Jay Lucas. I know you've had a chance to spend a little bit of time with him. What did you get from that, and how are things looking over there with our basketball team?
Well, it's a complete rebuild, Hollywood.
Yeah.
There's not one person on the roster from a year ago. So a complete rebuild. They've had coach had his summer camp with the kids and the players were there. And I believe now they are allowed to work out a little bit as a team for a certain amount during the week. And, you know, you look at their roster and there's not one name on there from a year ago, but there are some very good names on there, players that he recruited. Dante Allen, who recruited high recruit Shelton Henderson, a high recruit. And then there are players that have come through the transfer portal. He's got size at every position. I think he's going to look at it from a defensive standpoint. His staff has been hired. He's got a staff that has a lot of experience. Everybody on the staff and or players just about have some connection to Florida or to South Florida. I think it's going to be exciting. And I would imagine in the near future, some more of the non-conference schedule will be released. We've seen that in the ACC-SEC Challenge, Miami's going to play Ole Miss at Ole Miss. And then I noticed yesterday Miami's going to play Florida in Jacksonville. So they'll play the defending champs in November. So we'll find out right away, early on, how Miami measures up. It's supposedly a neutral site game, but going to play that game in Jacksonville. And then a nice two-game tournament in Orlando. So they're not going to back away from any of the competition early on. They'll get some good answers. I think the ACC in general is going to be better, but I think Miami, this team, I think will be better. The question is, how fast can you bring it all together? Can you create an identity? And then, you know, can you create chemistry with these players all coming from different parts of the country and never playing together before? I think that's going to be a big challenge for Coach Lucas, but also a big challenge for everybody in the country.
Joe Z, I got two more for you, and I'll let you go, okay? First one, I'm going to Charlotte in 2 weeks for the ACC media kickoff. Thursday of that week, North Carolina will be there. My first part of this question is, one, do you think Bill Belichick will circle around Radio Row and actually do all the radio stations? And the second part of that would be, do you think his girlfriend will be his handler?
What a circus that will be.
Oh, you know,
he's been doing all the things that have been asked of him. The ACC media days are different from the SEC media days. So I don't know how he could avoid not going around to Radio Row. This is part of college football, selling your program, selling your team. So I think the answer to that would be yes. Will she be following? That's a probably 50-50. But feel free, if he sits down with you, to ask him that question. Where is she? Or what kind of influence you should ask him? Coach, will she be on the headsets during the course of a year? And will you switch over from offense to defense, and will you have a special Jordan button?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, coaches, they can flip from offense to defense to special teams. Yeah. Maybe they'll have a special button, you know, right to her. And she can say, go for it, or kick it away, or whatever other kind of, you know, language they might speak in.
Joe, I guess the next time we'll be on the air together, it'll be for the pregame show for Miami and Notre Dame at Hard Rock. They got the Sunday night all to themselves, Joe. That's going to be quite a show, huh?
Yes, it's going to be a... You know, I'm happy that Miami's playing a big game, a Super Bowl to start the season. I'm happier that they finally get one of those games at home. In the past, Miami's played those games. It's either been, allegedly a neutral site, Orlando and or, you know, Atlanta, or I guess we played at Louisville one time, and, of course, played in Dallas against LSU. Now to get Notre Dame at home on a Sunday night, I think that's going to be fabulous, be a great atmosphere. Notre Dame. You know, Notre Dame hasn't beaten Miami in Miami since the 70s. That being said, they did come to Miami last year and won the Orange Bowl game in dramatic fashion. I believe the 14 wins were the most wins they've ever had in their program. But like Miami, they'll have a new quarterback. It looks like it's going to be C.J. Carr, Lloyd Carr's grandson. Seems to be trending that way. They'll have a new quarterback, but they'll have a big offensive line and two of the best running backs in the country. And so I think that game, even though we are, 2 months away from it, pretty easy to diagnose. Notre Dame's going to tell their quarterback, turn around, hand the ball off, and we'll see if Miami can, if they're any better on the defensive line, any better stopping the run. If they're not any better stopping the run than they were against Georgia Tech, then Notre Dame won't have to do anything but hand the ball off to Love all day long.
Yeah, it should be a heck of a game, Joe. All right, I'll see you out there at practice in a handful of weeks here, all right?
Hollywood, I got to get outside and get moving because I have to get in shape for training camp.
Yes, you do, Josie. What do you do? Yeah. You walk in these days? You walk on that same mountain Joe walks on, right?
Pretty much. Get out there in the middle of the heat, you know, get accustomed to the heat, so when training camp rolls around, I'm ready to go. I have to be, you know, set for training camp right out as soon as it gets going. You know, it's not like the old days when you went to camp and you got in shape the days. And when camp got underway, now you got to go to camp and be ready to go, be in shape.
I hear you. I'm in the neighborhood now, so maybe I'll head out there and walk with you guys. I need to walk too, Joe. I'm getting old too, you know.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You had to throw that in.
Well, maybe we can get DBJ out there too. We'll get the whole group together out there. We can bond over some exercise there, and a little walking.
All right, Hollywood.
All right,
welcome
Joe.
To Broward County.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Appreciate it. All right, Joe Zagacki with us here as the Canes will kick things off August 31st. Notre Dame right here on QAM. We're going to take a pause. We got more to come as we continue on here in the 9 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back in here on QAM. Just got the, someone just sent this out, the over-under for wins for next season, for the NBA season.
Yeah, some of these.
They got the Heat at 36.5. Mm. They won 37 last year.
So oh,
they would have just gotten it, Dan. You know what? You would have sort of sweated out there at the end, but they just
what,
man.
What's some of the bad ones? Anyways,
but that is rough, man. That puts them. Let's see here. The Bulls are at like 32.5. You know what's going to be interesting this season? And I only say this because I have a bunch of Magic fans in my life. The Magic are 51.5 wins.
Too high.
51.5.
They had some injury problems last year, so that's why they kind of had a 41-41 record last year. So maybe they're expecting with Desmond Bain and some health and Paolo Banchero taking another step forward.
Your Pelicans are 32.5.
That's
Dan.
Too high.
The Knicks, 52.5.
Lower. What's the Washington Wizards? Is that like a 25 or something?
You're 20. They're not even the worst. The Jazz are 18.5. That's got to be the worst,
that's
right?
Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey experience. Here we come.
Well, they won 17 last year, so it would be a step up this year.
Brooklyn's at 21.5. Yeah, no one else is even close. Whew. By the way, Boston, they got essentially going 500 here, 43.5.
What's the Sixers then?
The Sixers, we have me bounce around here, Trev.
I want to figure this out. We have people listening anyways.
43.5.
Still too high.
The Thunder should have really good odds.
The Spurs at 43.5.
That could be a 50-win team,
ooh,
by the way.
Mavericks, that's a good one with Cooper Flagg. How much of a step up does he give them, at least in the Vegas odds?
That's going to be a fun team, though.
That's an interesting one. The one this is interesting, too, the Bucks at 45.5. The Bucks have disaster written all over them, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
That's kind of low.
Bucks
huh?
feel like if there was going to be a team that was going to have a train wreck of a season, you got Damian's gone. Giannis is not happy. They paid Miles Turner a boatload of money.
Doc Rivers sometimes can underwhelm.
Yeah, you think? Talk about a guy who's done – that guy has done literally nothing in his career. I mean, it's actually impressive. He won the one championship, right, with the Celtics in the Big Three.
And he was coach of the year his rookie year for the Orlando Magic with a losing record. That's his resume.
Pretty impressive that he has been able to parlay that into a lifelong coaching career.
What's his best 3-1 lead blown anyways?
That is those are your win totals, man. Some of those are dicey. So you got the Heat at 36.5. That's obviously under 500. You know, the Dolphins, they're at 8.5.
Yep.
That would be under 500 if my math serves me
correct.
Well,
depending on how you fall.
That's true. There's 17 games 17. Now. So, but you're right at 500, I guess, essentially, right? If you hit that 9-8, so you'd be right over. Can they get to 9 wins? A lot of things gonna have to go right for this team. And we've been talking about the Dolphins a lot this morning. Texas says, I live in Jersey, season ticket holder, 2 seats and parking, $4.75 a game.
I can believe that.
Sounds about right, man.
That's before you tailgate. That's before you get food or drink or anything in the stadium.
Oh, man. It's just, I get the frustration. That's tough. And that's your Sunday, by the way. That's your entire Sunday.
It's also a plane ticket, too, also. You got to fly down for games.
Yeah, and if I don't, look, I'll have the Dolphins on one and the Red Zone on another. And if the Dolphins game's a disaster, it sucks. And it kind of blows your Sunday a little bit. But at least you got the other games. You're sitting at home.
Yeah.
You're nice and cool.
You're not that invested.
Relaxed and
just emotionally invested.
You know, those Dolphins games. It takes a lot out of you.
I'll tell you this. We do the postgame, Game Day Uncensored, and we take phone calls. And I get phone calls all the time from people that said, I had season tickets. And I have friends down here in South Florida. I had season tickets for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I canceled them this year. I canceled them last year. Until this team can show me they're making an effort, why should I be making the effort? I understand if you're paying $500 a game for tickets and parking and you're getting the same result, maybe even to lesser ends, I can see finally being like, this is just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
It is, man. It is. It's amazing, but the NFL's popularity, it's just you can't run away from it, right? Like, as bad as the Dolphins have been and as mediocre as they've been, and with, you know, the prices keep going up and all this good stuff, right? But it's the NFL and you can't turn away. We talk about this every year too. How many networks are you gonna have to be subscribed to? No, I'm being serious. How many networks do you need now if you want to watch all the games?
So
I think you're almost in the double digits.
I would think, yeah.
Amazon.
You need Amazon Prime.
What's your cable?
You need, what is it? What's the YouTube deal now?
YouTube TV for Sunday Ticket.
No, but you need, I saw that the second game of the season, the Chiefs and Chargers, said YouTube exclusively.
I think,
I don't even know what that is.
That's what I'm trying to
I don't even know what that is. That's, there's a Thursday, Friday to start the season.
You got a Netflix, you got your regular
Netflix,
TV.
Peacock cable, will do a game.
Your
Peacock
cable TV
has exclusives. Yeah, I mean, you are almost in the double digits in things you have to
be subscribed. Don't forget Amazon Prime, too.
Yeah, NFL Network you need, obviously, right?
So DirecTV or whatever cable you have.
You don't need Red Zone, but you kind of need Red Zone. I mean, you got to have Red Zone. It's a must. So I'd put Red Zone in the need category. That doesn't even go in the want category. That's a need category.
It's a good need if you need prop bets.
Yeah, speaking of prop bets, Texter says here, what are the over-under on a week that Tyreek Hill goes over the edge?
Okay.
He wanted more dogs, but instead they lost at least 4. Franchise is a clown show from top to bottom, 6-11 at best. Bet on it, says Mike in Phoenix. Good morning, Mike. What is 3-hour difference in Phoenix?
3-hour
yes,
difference.
3-hour difference.
No, yep. No, wait. Two, three. It's not mountain. It's Western.
It's Pacific.
That's
time,
right.
By
it's,
way.
That's one of the places you think
make
you live,
it out that
Trevor,
far west, Dan.
I've been to
Vegas a few times. I don't usually make
Vegas
it out that
is,
far
yeah,
west.
That's
Vegas
Western.
Is 3.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, Tyreek is a wild card, man. I keep going to that. Like, he's got that receiving total is at 975 yards.
You got to go over.
Unless he breaks his leg, I don't see how that doesn't happen. Right? I don't care if Zach Wilson's throwing to him. I don't even know who's after Zach Wilson.
Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers. Maybe he steps in and throws to him. It doesn't matter. He should be able to get 975 yards in his sleep.
I would think. I mean, he did it last year almost with as terrible a year as he had, with everything going wrong.
This guy says, as a Cats and Finns season ticket holder for the past 9 years, I've given up my Finn seats to my brother after the Cats showed how to turn a franchise around. I'm not giving the Finns my hard-earned money for the same result year in and year out. It's a tough sell, man. It is a tough sell. And the Panthers, it's an entertaining product.
It's easy.
And it's a winning product right now. And the Panthers, you don't have to worry about like a drop-off. It's right. just not going to happen.
No.
You know, maybe do they take a regular season a little lightly?
Maybe a little
like,
bit.
They're going to be there in the playoffs. They are going to be there with that core of players.
And the thing about this is the Panthers, literally, and I've been through some championship runs as a broadcaster, that was the most stress-free season last year that I've ever had. Like, never at a point did I go, uh-oh, this team's in trouble. Even when they got down 2-0 to Toronto, even when they game 7 in Toronto, even when they lost the first game to the Edmonton Oilers, even when they gave up that 3-0 lead to the Edmonton Oilers, I just sat there and I said, they'll be all right. Never did I really ever think about hitting the panic button.
Now, with all that being said, and someone's like, why can't you be positive about the Dolphins? I am hoping and praying.
I'm positive. We're saying Tyreek Hill.
I just hope that this is the 1 year out of 25 that we say at the end of this whole thing, my God, the Dolphins surpassed every possible expectation. This thing was fun. They are functional. We got a quarterback. We got a coach.
We hit on
GM
some things.
GM did a good job with the draft. It would be really nice to have an offseason like that.
Yeah,
I'd it's love more it. Enjoyable to talk about that. I know there. Look, there are people. There are radio hosts. Whatever. That would prefer teams lose because it's easier.
Yes,
it's just easier, right? By the way, I've done post game shows. I did them for the Hurricanes. I did them during the Randy Shannon years, and I did them during the Al Golden years. I actually was thrown into the post-game show when Dan Cilio threatened to kill someone on FSU or whatever it was that he did, something nutty. Yes, that rant. You haven't heard that rant, by the way. It's epic. But that was what happened. They were like, all right, you seem mellow. Why don't you do the post-game show? And I can tell you firsthand, yes, the show, it is easier when they lose, but it's also like, I mean, it got messy, right? Especially with Manny and, you know, and Al and all that. I got very messy towards the end there, which is why I do the pregame show now, Dan, because the pregame show is positive. We're looking ahead to the game. They've also done a lot more winning lately. We'll have Dono on later in the week. He does the postgame show now. They've done a lot more winning, so the show has gotten significantly easier from that standpoint. But again, yeah. It's easier to be negative, right? It's easier when things are going poorly to just get on here and rant and rave about, you know, things going poorly. I would love nothing more than for the Dolphins to start 2-0 and then beat the Bills' ass and get to 3-0. And we're talking about this team contending once again. Remember there was that brief moment before the Tennessee game ever happened and all that, and everything just fell apart. And Omar will be with us later in the week. We'll talk to him about this too, but there was that brief moment where we can't jinx it anymore, right? And I'm not jinx guy, but our program director Len was like, "Oh, the Super Bowl's in Vegas this year,
right?
Oh, maybe we might have a shot. Why don't we start looking at, you know, rooms or whatever, and you know this and that, and you know start maybe sending in for credentials." And it looked like the Dolphins had a shot. That was when they were putting up all sorts of numbers on teams.
They had a chance to be the number one overall seed.
Yeah. And we know what happened, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously. But maybe this is the year, man. I don't know. It probably isn't. But maybe. Just maybe. One time.
Has to be somebody's year.
I mean, at some point, it has to happen. It has to break right for you one time, right?
Yes.
You can't just every year be injured and just, you know, melt down at the end of the year. It has to happen one time. Guy says, I live in Virginia, but Sunday ticket every year. Since it started in 1994, just to watch the fail Finns.
Yeah, well.
I don't even know what that thing costs anymore.
It got
nutty towards the end. I mean, I didn't buy it anymore. Like, I don't need it. Like, because Red Zone is enough for me. Now, I understand if you're a Dolphin fan in another market, I completely get that. You need it, but that thing got really expensive. It's on YouTube now exclusively, though.
It's not pretty still. I pay for it.
Yeah. Texas says either we get mercenaries to help the Finns win now or it's a wrap. I'm positive if we don't win, everybody is gone. That is not a bad thing. Being with the organization hasn't won a playoff game in 26 years. I think it's 25.
25.
Yeah. 25.
Don't cheat us out of a year, my friend.
Yeah, please.
those are valuable years.
Save that.
Here's the thing, though. The owner, as we said to start the show, is 85 years old. What world does he pull the plug on the entire thing and say, coach and GM, you're out? Quarterback, you're out, right? Because no coach and GM's going to cut. If this thing goes off the rails, it's because Tua's hurt, right?
Right.
So
new coach and GM is going to play
with
the same.
The other thing is, Dan, I don't care how badly things go this year, they're still going to win 5 or 6 games.
You are right.
If Quinn Ewers is starting in the middle of the season, they're still probably good enough to win 5 or 6, right?
Yep.
Theoretically. So you'd have to fire everyone, start making wholesale changes on your roster, hope you could bottom out at some point, and then you start this I don't want to go through another season of that tanking nonsense. That was a painful time.
It hurt.
So the Dolphins are just kind of in a rough spot right now.
Yeah.
They're in the middle. They're mediocre, which is where they always end up.
It seems like Steve Ross doesn't want to go through the whole hiring process again. He's been burned. Omar's told us in the past.
Oh, man.
He's 85 years old. You got to go find some new people.
And you got to sell a coach on a rebuild and all this other nonsense. Anyway, let's just blindly hope that this is the year.
Things just fall right.
I got to stay healthy. Tua's going to have a great season.
A couple of players.
Someone said Armando Salguero just exposed Chris Greer about damn time. Hey, man, Chris Greer has been exposed. What do you mean he just exposed Chris Greer? What do you think? We've been on here the last, 3 years saying how great of a job he's done?
Knocking it out the ballpark.
Jeez, man. He's been exposed. I think we're a little late to the party on that one. All right, we're late to the break here. We got to take a pause. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. Tobin and Leroy, they're going to take over at 10 o'clock here. Coming up next on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are back here on QAM. Hope everyone's having a good start to their week here. Hope everyone had a good July 4th. Didn't blow their fingers off with any fireworks there. I gotta tell you, man, we went out on the beach, and the amateur operations with the fireworks.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good stuff. I will never go anywhere near a firework. I went to the same school as JPP.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he was a USF guy. Caught him towards the end of his career. Nice, very nice guy. And I just remember what happened with him. That thing is like, leave it to the pros.
Yeah.
Leave it to the pros.
Another thing, Danny, I know you're going through, you know, some things right now, and financially it can be a little tougher as you're moving around all over the
you
place.
You make it sound so bad, Dan. Now, listen, moving is a nightmare. I think anyone who's ever moved. But yes, I'm moving. It's not like my life's okay.
Fireworks aren't cheap.
I've never bought one.
Yeah, that's
the only thing I've ever. The extent of my firework purchasing are those little balls, yeah, little white things that you throw on the ground and they pop.
It'll pop.
Are those even?
Fireworks. Like, you know, if you
are those
go,
fireworks,
like,
Blake, I don't even know if there's a considered fireworks.
Not really.
I don't know, man. I don't want to do anything that explodes.
Yeah, that's going to cost
I
you a lot.
Stay away from that kind of stuff.
It's cost a lot. Talk about Dolphin season tickets. It's expensive to buy the big fireworks. I mean, you buy a couple of Roman candles and some black cats, and those little poppers.
Are people buying this stuff out in the wild? These things they had on the beach. They were going up in the sky and like
mortar shells. Yeah,
they were pretty serious, man.
Yeah, I can't. Sometimes I can't tell if it's the city that's doing it or if it's just like
people doing this was not because the city. So we were close to Hollywood. Hollywood's the closest like main city, right? Like because we're in Hollandale, they had. Quite a fireworks show out there. It was nice.
But some of these locals are comparable.
These things were, like, there was a pretty serious operation. Now, I will tell you, too, I've seen fireworks at Lone Depot Park that the Marlins do.
Yeah.
And they could give Disney a run for their money. Like, the Marlins put on quite a show. Now, Disney is, like, I guess the best, right? The best of the best. I'm not a huge firework guy to begin with. But Disney is, like, the tops, I guess you would say, of the firework game. But the Marlins do a pretty good job as well. They were pretty impressive. But yeah, man, the stuff people are setting off on the sand over there, I don't know. I guess they light those things and head for the hills, right?
You duck
for cover and hope that it doesn't shoot at you.
Right, right. Your mortar, the pipe that it comes out of, make sure it doesn't tip over because then you got a huge firework coming after you and exploding. So make sure it's secure.
Dan, that is one thing you will never see me doing. Is lighting stuff that explodes on fire in my front yard or in the street or wherever people do those things.
It's a safe thing to do, probably.
I'm a safety first kind of guy.
I've gotten a little cowardly. Yeah, I got that way.
Yeah, maybe old age. I guess I didn't do that stuff in my younger years though. Okay. I was a little too afraid to do that kind of stuff. But we have a lot of texts coming in here this morning, and my 8251 guy. He's giving me all the teams. The Commanders did it in 1 year. Tampa Bay did it in 1 year. Houston did it in 1 year. Denver did it in 1 year. I hope, man. I'm with you. And we got the rest of the week to hope and pray that this thing turns around. You know, I mean, if I was a betting man and you asked me today, gun to head, 8.5 wins, I'd take the under. I'm sorry. Gun to head, you're putting your hard-earned money into this.
But to give you some hope, with those, like he says, those teams, there's always that team every year that you never thought they had any chance to get into the playoffs, and they do.
Yeah,
and they make some noise.
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, they obviously have a chance, right? Like, look, if Tua plays 17 games,
yes,
you probably have a chance to win double-digit games. With that being said, I think it's more unlikely than likely that he's going to play all those games. And I think that's unfortunate, but we have seen that it does not take a lot to knock him out, right? For lack of a better term this morning, right? I mean, he ran into Damar Hamlin, who's not a big guy.
And was not really coming at him with any force.
And got KO'd.
Yeah.
And the problem now, again, is that if one of those happens again, you know, they're playing the Bills on Thursday night again, right, or start the season, and he takes a hit to the head and the fingers curl and, he may be done for all we know. I will never sit here and tell him not to play. I'm not one of those guys that plays doctor or tells people what to do with their lives. I'm not going to urge him to play. I'm not going to urge him not to play. We did this, by the way, last time when this happened. And everyone was like, how could you do this? You're sentencing him to death. And, you know, they wanted Mike McDaniel put in jail. Remember, was it Rex Ryan?
Somebody.
One of those clowns on ESPN was like, you need to put Mike McDaniel in jail.
In jail.
But, look, does Tua make it 17 games? That's one of those hope and pray type things, right? You hope that it happens because they are so much better with him in the lineup.
Yes.
And can Tyreek be Tyreek? Does he get back to form? Does Jalen Waddle have a season that we think that he can have? Is the offensive line improved? Can they run the football? That's going to be a big part of this thing, right? The offensive line's been a disaster. Can they run the football? Got to run the football to be able to throw the ball deep to these guys.
So
anyway,
you got Patrick Paul filling in for Teron Armstead. Jonas Avianaya. We don't know what he's going to do. He's a rookie, so excitement.
Excitement. I'm excited for Tobin and Leroy. Tobin and Leroy in town? Trevor, do we even know? He said he doesn't know. Tobin and Leroy are probably coming up next. I'm sure I should have checked the schedule. They're coming up next here on WQAM. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.